We're on the bottom of Cheshvav and Aleph. We're still trying to find out if Beis Shammai did like their Shita or not. And if they did, then what's with Los Escoda do? Moshe Marzutra. Maisa Beshokis Yehu. Shehoisa Birushalayim. Shokis Yehu was a stone thing where water went into it. And Vahoisa Nekuva Lemikva. And it had a hole in it that connected it to a mikvah. So Rashi, Shokis, Evin Chalula, Shetacha Sinur HaMekaleach Mayim Minahar. It's a hollow stone that receives water that comes down the mountain. That was the name of it. So, and what happened? And it was opened into a mikveh. The whole Tahara Shoyi B'Rushalayim, Nasan Al Gaba. And all the Taharas that they made in Yerushalayim, the tefillah was in this Shokas Yehu. V'sholchu Beishamai V'Hirchivua. And Beis Shammai sent that they should make the hole bigger. That Beis Shammai omrim ad shetipachas ruba ruba. Beis Shammai holds that in order for the shokes to be connected to the mikveh, the opening has to be most of the wall. Most of the wall has to be open. Usnan, and the Mishnah says eruv mikvos kishvoferes hanod. Right, the Beis Hillel holds that in order to make the water inside the shokas connected to the mikveh on the outside, right, all you need is a shvoferes hanod, which is the amount of circumference of a circle where you can put two fingers in and move them around easily. Right, so lemaisa, that's what Beis Hillel holds. And Beis Shammai held, you need that the most of the wall between the mikveh and the shokeh should be open. And they sent, and they said that it should be opened. So you see that Beis Shammai did do, like their shita. Keneged Beis Hillel. Shema mino osim. Now you see that they did do. See Rashi. Nasim al gaba, matbilim besolcha. All the taharas that they had to be told, well, they, in Yerushalayim, they did in this shokeh. The ein bo mem saw. There wasn't 40 saw in the shokas. Avol mikvah sholim hoya b'mayim shebetzida. There was a mikvah next to the shokas that was connected to the shokas. Umisarvin mimayim hashokas derech nekev shoferes hanot. And there was from the mikvah on the side was connected to the water in the shokas with a hole that was kishvoferes hanot. Hirchi vos hanekev beshamai sent that they should make the hole bigger. Hechivu pichsu ruba la'ariv hamikvah yotha. They took down most of the wall between, so most was missing. Only a mute of the wall was there to mix the waters together. Eruv mikvos, mikvah chasa, shebetzad mikvah shalim. You have a mikvah that doesn't have 40 saw next to a mikvah that does have 40 saw. Or a mikvah that is mayim she'uvim, next to a mikveh that's megashamin. That's all our mikvahs are like that. We have a bor, an otzer, with megashamin, and then we have the regular Beis HaTevilah, which we fill up with tap water. And we have a hole between the two places, and the water in the Beis HaTevilah is connected to the otzer, to the bor, and it's machshir, the Beis HaTevilah, to be a mikveh. So even if it didn't have 40 saw, it's connected to a mikvah 40 saw. That in itself also has a din of 40 saw. Umesavim hamayim derech chalitz v'nekev v'shir hanekev v'tzarif hamikvos v'hashir hachaser kishvoferes hano. The size of the hole that makes the two mikvos one is what's it called as the shvoferes hanod. Kone shenosin b'thi hanod. Shvoferes hanod means the circumference of the pipe that you put in the opening of a node, which is like a water bag, And the circumference of that pipe was 2 fingers wide. So if you had a hole that you could put 2 fingers in and turn them around easily, right, that's the circumference of the hole that you need. That's what Beisil holds. According to Beishamai, it's not enough to have that size hole. You have to have most of the wall that separates between the two mikvos missing. Only a mute of the wall can be there. So, Haroe of Shemoshimura says, you see from there that Beishamai sent that they should change the hole. So they did, like their Shita, not like Beishil. Shemoshimura says, Hosom Haroe Omer Lafushi Mayhu Dekoavit. No, again, the only time there's a problem with Losis Govidu is if it looks like it's 2 halachas. But over here, people didn't necessarily know Beishamai sent that to do that halacha-wise. They thought they just needed more water. They wanted the hole to be bigger so more water would go in. Now, it was a practical thing. But it wasn't because of halacha. Rashi, Haroa Omer, Velo Domi L'Shtei Toros. Therefore, there's no issue of Losis Govidu. In this case, Beishamai Taka said, look, let it be Otsayar, our Shita. And even though normally we don't do like our Shita because of Losis Govidu, but over here people aren't going to say we did it for halacha reasons, they're going to say we did it for practical reasons. Avahechad the domi lagudos agudos lo also beishamai kedivrayim. And over here they just said that maybe they made it bigger so that more water would go in. Toshma, domra belozer bar tzadok, kshayisi lo me Torah itzor Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani. And I was learning Torah by Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani. So I saw that he didn't have food. He had some dry bread that he ate with salt in the time of what's it called of batzoris of a what's it called of a famine. So it was famine conditions and he had nothing to eat. So Bosi Voldatius Abba, I went and told my father that my Rebbe is starving. He's eating bread and salt. Omerli Holech Lo Zeisim. He said, take some zeisim from the house. They had some food. Bring it to him. V'holachdilo. So I brought him some olives. Ra'o, some shem lachem. He saw that they were moist. Omar li, ein ani ochel zeisim. He said, I'm not eating these zeisim. Because he ate everything but tahara, and he was afraid that they were tummy. Bosi vodati asabas. I went and said, I brought him the olives, he won't eat them. Omar li, lech ve'amor lo, go and tell him the following. Chovish nekuva hoisa, right? They came from a barrel that had a hole in the bottom, so the barrel was not makabel tuma. Okay? Elisha sut, but so then why was it moist? The chara, all the moisture, the mohel, right? The when you put the olives in a barrel, so some liquid comes out. The shaila is that that liquid is considered oil, which is machshir, the zeisim to makabel tuma, or it's not considered oil, it's just a liquid that comes out, but it's not really oil. See, 1 second, that's a machlokas. So, if the barrel had a hole in it, so the barrel's not makabel tuma. The only problem is, then how did the olives get moist? It must be that it didn't have a hole, and that the moisture from that was squeezed out of the olives, right, remained on the olives. So no, it had a hole, but they filled up the hole with shmarim, with psolus from the zeisim, which isn't mevatel the hole. It just holds back the liquid. So therefore the olives were moist, even though the barrel wasn't makabel tuma. Elisha sosmur shmarim, usman, chavish al zeisim, migugolim. Right? If you have a barrel that you put in what's it called olives that have not yet been pressed, Beishamai omrim ein tzrich lenake. Beishamai says that the liquid that comes out of the olives at that stage is not called oil, and it's not machshir. And therefore, you don't have to have a hole in the barrel, because anyway, the olives won't become tamei, because they're, what's it called, they're not muchshir. They become the muchshir of the kabel tumor. Beishamai omrim tzrich lenake. And Beishamai holds you do have to put a hole in the barrel, because if the barrel's tamei, then the olives will become tamei, because that liquid is considered oil. And only 7 liquids are machshir to be mekabel tuma. One of them is shemen zayis, but it has to be Shemen Zayas, and Beisil holds that's called Shemen Zayas. Umodim, however, Beisil agrees, she nikva v'sasmua shmarim shehi Torah. If the barrel had a hole in it, but it got filled up with soulless shmarim from the, what's it called, from the olives or whatever, so it held the liquid from coming out, still, that's called that the barrel has a hole. That hole is not fixed up, right, and considered not there because it's stuffed up with shmarim. Right? If you fix it up with something permanent, then you fix the barrel. Right? Then it's makabel tumah. But if the barrel has a hole and it's just stuffed up with something, that doesn't take away the hole. The barrel is still a barrel with a hole. It's not makabel tumah. The afal pi shetalmid shamay hoya. Now, even though Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani was a Talmud of Beishamai, so according to him over here, he could have been Makel. He could have eaten the olives no matter what, right? He didn't have to be worried that it didn't have a hole and therefore the olives were wet. How come they were wet? Because Beishamai holds that wetness is not Shemen, so it's not Machshir. So the olives were tar. Why was he worried? Because he held like Beishilo. Even though he was a Talmud of Beishamai, he was Choshish for Beishilo, Lechumra. Here, Beisola was Lechumra. That if the barrel was not, didn't have a hole in it, then the olives were Mukhshir, and the barrel was Makabel Tumah. The Tosa says he knew that the barrel was from Am Haaretz. He had bought the barrel from an Am Haaretz, and it was Tumah, the Cheskes Tumah. So, since it had a hole in it, it lost the Tumah. Right? He was worried, though, if it had a hole in it, why the olives are wet. They told him because it got stuffed up with shmarim. Okay. But that was only necessary according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, what's it called, wasn't necessary at all. Yapa pisha Talmud Shammai hoya, kol maisha v'losa l'kadiv Rav Beis Hillel. Even though Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani was a Talmud of Shammai, he was machmer to do like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai, where Beis Hillel was machmer. The Gemara says, yomers b'shlomo osu hain revuse. Right? If normally, Beis Shammai did like their way, even Lekula. So then the Chiddush said, Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani wasn't Somech on that, and even though he's a Talmud of Beis Shammai, he always did like Beis Hillel, even Lechumra. That was what's called the Chiddush. Eli Yomers, lo asu, but if nobody did like Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai never did like their way, they always did like Beis Hillel, then what's the Chiddush? Everybody did like Beis Hillel. So from here it seems like also that Beis Shammai did do their way. Rashi, Haroa, Shehein Lachin, v'huchshu v'kabel tumah. He saw that they were wet, and l'chora they were muchshu v'kabel tumah. U'kli cheres tomei al gabei am ha'aretz. And a kli cheres is tomei al gabei am ha'aretz. And even though Reb Elazar b'Reb Tzadok's father was not an am ha'aretz, right, obviously, but he had bought the barrel, that's what the Tosfos says, they knew that he bought the barrel from an am ha'aretz. The Shemen Noga, the Gav HaChavis, the Toma Midrabana, and the Timosa. And maybe somebody touched the outside of the barrel, which is not Makabel Tumah Minatora, but Midrabana, yes Makabel Tumah, and now the olives are Tommy. And he didn't eat things that were Tommy. HaChavis Nekuba Haisa, so his father, the Elizabeth's father, told to sell Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani the following, that the barrel had a hole in it. Mishuleho, the bottom. Hoysen the kuva, kadeshi yetzi mashka hazob min hazeshi mechutz. In order that the liquid should go out. The kivan de goli daiti de lo nichalei be lo machshir. It's a little bit different than I said. It's not that because the barrel had a hole in the bottom, it wasn't a kabel tumah. It wasn't a kabel tumah. But even if you hold that the liquid that comes out of the zeshin is real shemen, it's only machshir if you want it to remain there. Right? It has to be l'rotzon. Right? But if you don't want it to be there, then it's not machshir. So if you put a hole in the bottom of the barrel and you want the liquid to drain off, you obviously don't want it to be on the olives. So you're megaleh das that you don't want it, therefore it's not machshir. Ela shesasmu shmarim v'lo yotzu min hamashkin l'fichachin lachin. But what happened was that he put a hole in it, it was Megala Das that he wants to go out. And it got stuffed up with some of the psolis of the Zayin, by accident. And therefore, it remained on the olives. But I didn't want it to be there. I wanted it to drain out. Therefore, it wasn't mekabel tumah. Megugolim kmo beya megugelas. The chukim va'omdim bechodesh. Right? It means that they were olives that were, a lot of olives in a barrel that have pressure one on the other and a little liquid comes out. Ein tzrichel enakev. So Beshamay says you don't have to put a hole in the barrel. Because the liquid that comes out originally from olives, from pressure, not pressing it, is not called oil. That's just some meteros, and meteros is not olive oil, is not machshir, and this is not olive oil. This is a different, what's it called? It comes from olives, but it's not olive oil, and therefore it's not machshir. Tzrichel nakim beshil holds. No, you do have to put a hole in the barrel. Shemoil machshir kishemen. That the liquid is considered shemen. Utzrichel inkov. Sheyetze hamashke lechutz. Legluye daite lo nichel evei. And you have to put a hole in the barrel to show that you don't want that liquid there, that you want it to drain off. Okay. Toshma. Another proof. Shoalu is Rabbi Yeshua. They asked Rabbi Yeshua, Tzoras habas ma. They asked him, what's the halacha by Tzoras habas? Do you make yibum? Or there's no yibum? Like Beisil. Or like Beishame, that there is a din of yibum. Omer lohem, achlokas Beisham Beisil. The halacha divrei me. So he said, what's machlokas Beisham Beisil? Very nice, right? We're not asking you. We know it's machlokas. The halacha divrei me, right? And who's the halacha like? Omer lohem, if mei ma'atem machnisim roshim in shnei horim gedolim. Why do you ask me these kind of questions? Putting my head between two mountains. Ben shtei machlokas gedolos, right? It's a big machlokas. And you're going to ask me to be machriya, like Beishami or Beisilu? Ben Beishami, Ben Beisilu? Misyori ani shemi arutzul gugolti. I'm afraid that my head will get crushed from the two mountains. Don't ask me such questions. I'm not the one to be machriya. Aval ani meyed lochem, but I can tell you the following. Al shtei mishpachos gedolos shehoyu b'Yerushalayim. There were two big mishpachos, kahuna, in Yerushalayim. Mishpachas beis tzavuim ben achmai, u'mishpachas beis kupai miben mekoshesh, shehem b'nei tzoros, u'mehem kohanim gedolim, d'shim shogavim esbeach, that they were the children of tzoros, of an erva, that were mishyavim, and they were considered kosher l'kohuma, right? Now, according to Beis Hillel, they would have been mamzerim. Surely wouldn't have been kosher kohana, right? We'll see who this was according to. But he was made that they were kosher lekohuna, b'nei hatzoros. He didn't say anything about the tzoros themselves. But later on, the Gemara is going to ask. They asked him about the tzoros. Can they be miyabim or not? And he answered, "Vegabi b'nei hatzoros." Right? The children, right, are kosher lekohuna.
How do we know that they were miyabim?
What? No, that's what he says. B'nei tzoros. This case, B'nai Tzoros. Yeah, they asked him about Tzoros Abbas. These were B'nai Tzoros. That, what's it called, that Lechora came from Tzoros, right, who were Miyabim to them. They were Kosher Lekuhuna. We'll see one second. We'll see. That's what it seems like now. So, Iyamris B'Shloma Osu Hanu Dekorma Misyoriani. If they say that Beishamai did like they did, then he was afraid to Paskin because... what's it called? Beishamai did what they did, and Beisil did what they did, and he was afraid to be machriya. But if everybody did like Beisil, well, what's the problem? He should have said, the halachas like Beisil. Eli amas lo asu, ameka amra misyorani. The noi nami da asu, my misyorani. Even if they did it, what's the fear? Om Rabbi Yeshua, ein mamzer ele michai de misus basin. Rabbi Yeshua himself holds that the only time there's a mamzer is with Yochayiv Mises Beisdin, not Koresh. And Tzoros Habas is only Chayiv Koresh. So anyway, there's no mamzeris. So these mishpachos wouldn't be possible. Even according to Beis Hillel, if you were Meyabein this Tzora, right, so she was only Chayiv Koresh. The children would be kosher. So what was the problem? Mor says, no, inami, the mamzer lo havi. They wouldn't be mamzerim, but pogum miyuhabet, they would pasul the kahuna. Right? They still be pasul the kahuna. That's what he's afraid of. And he was made that the two mishpachos were ksherim the kahuna. Right? Not only weren't they mamzerim, right? Because he wouldn't, he would hold they're not a mamzer anyway, even if there's a chiyuv koris, because there's no chiyuv mishus basin. But they'd be pasul the kahuna. He's made that they were kosher the kahuna. Miu havi, they're pogum. Mikal v'chomer mi almona. How do I know they're pasul the kahuna? From almona the kohen gadol. Ma almona she'eni sura noi b'chol. B'na pogum, an almona is only offered to a kohen gadol. Yet if a kohen gadol has a child from an almona, he's nicholo. He's not a kohen, and if it's a girl, she's pasul to marry a kohen. Zushi suru shova b'chol. Here, where the isur is equal to everybody. No one's allowed to marry a tzoras bas, according to Beis Hillel. In other words, no yavam, right? So kol shekein, that even if they're not mamzerim, they're not kosher lekohuna, they're chalolim. See, later on, the Gemara slugs that up. Because the almona herself becomes pasul. She comes chalola. But over here, the woman herself doesn't become asur. We'll see. See one second. Rashi. Yorutsu. Kemova turats galgalto davi melech. Russian ritsus. I'm afraid they're going to crush my skull between the two mountains. Shehein b'nei tzoros. Shenosu l'shuk to Beis Hillel. Right? That they were b'nei tzoros who got married, not with Yibum, no. What's it called? Just the opposite. According to Beis Hillel, they didn't need Yibum and Chavitza, and they got married to somebody, regular person. And according to Beis Shammai, Lechora, they would be what's it called? Mamzerim. They got married, according to Beis Shammai, not Mamzerim, they would be what's it called? According to Beis Shammai, they were what's it called? Yavam Lashuk. Okay. Well, Mehem Kohanim Gedolim. The common Torah, Kabor Minei Tzoros, and Kaposhet Lubinei Tzoros. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, they asked him about the Tzoros themselves, and he's telling him what the halacha is with the children. Because even according to Beis Shammai, they're kosher. Right? According to Beis Hillel, if they were miyabein, they'd be mamzerim. But according to Beis Shammai, what would be the problem? If they were miyabein, they're 100% kosher. If they married without yibum and chalitza, they're b'nei chai ve'lavim. So they're only alav. That what's it called? They married a yavam l'shuk. And the children are kosher anyway, so what's the problem? No matter who you hold like, right, if they married without Yibum and Chalitza, the children are kosher. Both according to Beis Shammai, surely according to Beis Hillel, that's what you're supposed to do. Moshe says, Haina dekom reshoreni, the mashvi lehu mamzeri, lekatlili. Right, l'maisa, what's it called? If they say that Beis Shammai did what they did, what they held, and they married, they made Yibum on the Tzoros, then according to Beis Hillel, they're mamzeri. Chayiv nisa, whatever, right? This Lakatli lace, I think it's not the Gebach is not Gorisha. Because they don't get Misa, it's only Koris. Gimel. Amzerim. Gebach says the Katli lay. That's the Vamin. Katli lay. Shouldn't be there, because it's Lesha. They're mamzerim, but they're not. Maybe means they'll kill him. That's Yerutsu. The Liklele. That's the Fusioshin. Liklele. Katlele. Okay, now you get that's a pshat. In other words, they're mamzerim. I'm making a mamzerim, and I'm afraid that they'll crush my skull if I tell you that they're mamzerim. That's a pshat. Not that they'll kill them, they'll kill him. Aishmur says, what's the problem? Harab Yeshua, the Chorer of Yeshua himself holds that Mamzerim are only from Chayvi Misa Deisim. But Chayvi Koris, people, you live with a woman who's Chayvi Koris with, you don't, the children are not Mamzerim. If you live with a woman, you're Chayvi Misa Deisim, then they're Mamzerim. That's what Yeshua Shita. The Kam Perkacholetz. Ein Mamzer and Chayvi Misa Deisim. The Afilu Pshita Le Dalacha Beis Hillel, Lo Masi Lo Mamzerim. Even if he told them Dalacha is like Beis Hillel, and then the tzoros that Beis Shammai were miyabein are not mamzerim. So what's the big deal? Moshe says, Enochinami, they wouldn't be mamzerim, but they would be pasul the kahuna. Me almona. We learn it from an almona. Ma almona le kohen gadol. She'eni sura shava bakol b'na pogum le kahuna. Dechsiv lo yechal zaro. Zusha Asura Shavu b'Yisraelim k'b'Kohanim. This one who's Isser Yevamalish, what's it called? The Tzoras Habas, who's also to everybody according to Beis Hillel, ain't no dinship in the pogum. Surely the child is possible kahuna. May not be a mamzer, but he's surely possible the kahuna.